Howdy, and welcome to Cowboy Rhythms. Beyond this country twist, it's your host here, diving headfirst into an album that's been making waves like a rodeo bull in a china shop. I'm talking about none other than Beyonce's latest drop, Cowboy Carter, a record that's got everyone from Nashville to New York strumming their heartstrings to a brand new beat. This album marks an unexpected turn down the country lane for Queen Bey, and let me tell you, it's as refreshing as a spring rain on the open prairie. Released to the world just a short time ago, Cowboy Carter has already rustled up a storm of reactions. Fans were quick on the draw, flocking to hear Beyonce's take on country, and critics tipped their hats, mostly in favor of this bold new direction. Not only did it take her music to uncharted territories, but it's made a historic sprint up the charts, with the single Texas Hold'em playing its cards right to become a groundbreaking chart topper. Before we get our spurs tangled in the details of each track and the star-studded collaborations that makes Cowboy Carter's genre, London Juggernaut, let's take a moment to appreciate this album's journey. From its inception in the studio to its rise to the top of the charts, we're looking at a cultural milestone. Beyoncé is no stranger to the limelight, but this is a frontier she's charting with bold strokes and a country twang. As we ride off into the sunset of this introductory section, get ready to lasso the details as we head into our next segment. We'll be breaking down each track, examining the incredible collaborations that stitch this album together like a handmade cowboy boot fits a weathered foot. So keep your ear to the ground because in a few shakes of a lamb's tail, we'll dive deep into the heart and soul of Cowboy Carter. Stay tuned. Now, let's dig into the heart of Cowboy Carter and examine the tracks stirring up the music scene. Each song is a testament to Beyoncé's versatility and willingness to push genre boundaries. Starting with Texas Hold'em, we witness a fusion of her iconic rock jam roots with genuine country twang, a bold move that's resonated with fans across the spectrum. The track features a harmonica intro that feels like being transported straight to a dusty road in the West, and Beyoncé's vocals embrace a raw, almost unpolished quality that's new to her repertoire. On Saddle Up, Beyoncé's collaboration with Willie Nelson, we're treated to a blend of two very distinct styles. Nelson's signature guitar, Trigger, melds seamlessly with Beyoncé's powerful voice, creating a track that's both comforting and groundbreaking. Nelson's influence brings an authenticity to Beyoncé's country venture that might have otherwise been questioned by purists. Then there's the track's bluegrass and ballads, a surprising partnership with Miley Cyrus. Miley's gritty, soulful country sound complements Beyoncé's smoother tones in a way that feels both familiar and innovative. The song is a dialogue between two generations of artists, highlighting the continuity of country music while also embracing evolution. Their vocals intertwine to craft a narrative of strength and perseverance that's central to the country ethos. And we can't forget High Noon, featuring Post Malone. It's a real testament to Beyoncé's ability to transcend genre. Here, Post's auto-tune-tinged vocals against the backdrop of acoustic strings show just how inclusive country music can be. Their voices create a hauntingly beautiful contrast, telling a story of love and pain that resonates deeply, regardless of genre label. Throughout Cowboy Carter, it's clear that these collaborations aren't just for show. Each artist brings a piece of their soul to the project, laying the groundwork for the next chapter in Beyoncé's remarkable career. With contributions from industry icons to contemporary chart toppers, Beyoncé not only bridges gaps between genres, but also between eras, creating a timeless album that's sure to leave its mark. All right, after having a deep dive into the tracks and collaborations of Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter, let's steer our conversation towards the tremendous cultural impact of this album. It's fascinating to see how a single project can ripple through the currents of our social fabric, and Texas Hold'em is a prime example of that. Not only has it won hearts with its infectious melody and undeniable swagger, but it's also become a symbol of groundbreaking achievement. You see, with Beyoncé topping the Billboard Hot Country chart, history was made. She shattered a glass ceiling as the first Black woman to achieve this, and it's a significant moment not only for her, but for the entire music industry. This accomplishment sends out a powerful message about inclusivity and the breaking down of long-standing barriers within genres that have historically been less diverse. The genre shift Beyoncé has embraced with Cowboy Carter is equally important for the future of country music. By blending her R roots with the twang of country, she's pioneered a fresh sound that could very well pave the way for new artists to explore and innovate. This hybridization serves as a testament to the fluidity of music genres and their ability to evolve through cross-pollination of style. In closing, it's clear that Beyoncé's foray into country music with Cowboy Carter's is more than just an album release. It's a cultural moment that celebrates diversity and challenges norm. Her fearless exploration of new terrain reminds us that the essence of music is about connection, storytelling, and the courage to express oneself unapologetically. As we wrap up today's episode, it's inspiring to think about the doors that have been opened and the conversation started because of Texas Holland and Cowboy Carter. Thank you for joining me on this journey through Beyoncé's country twist. Until next time, keep those rhythms cowboy and never be afraid to dance to the beat of your own drum.